You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
All right, can I talk about the Chargers now?
I want to talk about the Chargers.
Okay, BLG. Anything the Chargers, I'm so high on the Chargers right now that I don't think I could criticize them no matter what they did. What did you think of what LA did?
I feel like my AFC team is the Chargers. I like the Chargers. Mm. I don't love that they're in L.A., though. That's kind of a problem. I wish they were back in San Diego, have some family in San Diego. Anyway, love what they've done this offseason. Stats, I believe, when you and I did winners and losers for the Oddcast in free agency, pretty sure we named the Chargers as winners for that, and I don't see how they couldn't be winners from the draft. Last year, the Bolts ranked 30th in pass block grade by Pro Football Focus. They added Corey Lindsley, PFF's top graded center in free agency. Also underrated signing at guard, Matt Feeler, who used to be on the Steelers. Like he's actually, I think, really good, and he graded out well by PFF as well. Now you add Rashawn Slater as your left tackle. Like the Chargers have rebuilt this offensive line that was bad last year, and Justin Herbert still thrives behind. And now, like, it's good to go. And they have a new coaching staff in there. I still think, you know, there's things they could do. I would really like to see them add Zach Ertz if the Eagles end up cutting him, which I think they might have to, or trade him for like a day three pick, let's say. Stats I've said all offseason, and I guess, RJ, I'll tell you this too. I'm saying, and I know Pete Sweeney's really going to appreciate this, especially if it doesn't happen, and I'm sure he'll clip this or something, and he'll be quick to remind me. Chargers are winning this division. They're winning the AFCS.
Ooh, oh, my. Do you believe in that? Aaron Rodgers is traded, if Aaron Rodgers is traded to Denver, does that change the math for you, or you're still all in no matter what?
I'm still all in. I mean, obviously that makes me like hesitate and think a little bit more, right? But yeah, I mean, I'm very confident in the Chargers. I think their new coaching staff is good. I think Herbert, I'm worried of a sophomore slump, because sometimes that just happens with players. Sometimes you taste that rookie success and you kind of, you know, think, oh, I made it. And then you fall off a little bit the next year. But I think he's just really good. And again, like he was good behind a really bad offensive line last year and with bad coaching. Like the coaching got better, the offensive line got better. I'm all in on the Chargers, man. I think, and I also, just when it comes to the Chiefs, I think they've done a good job of building their offensive line too, or rebuilding it. But I just think it's tough. Like they've went deep into these seasons the past 2 years. Like that could catch up with you at some point. It's hard to like continually do that. I know the Patriots did it, but that's the exception and not the norm. And I know Patrick Mahomes is exceptional, but I think if there's a quarterback to give him a run for his money, it's one in his division. It's Justin Herbert.
This isn't a take as much as it's like a pre-take. So like it's not true now, but it could be. The Kansas City Chiefs might be the biggest losers from this past weekend, in the sense that the Chargers got a lot better, right, to the point. I mean, they were patient. They landed Rashawn Slater, obviously, and that goes a long way. And I think we're all very excited about that, which is a lot of fun. Asante Samuel Jr. in the second round. So, you know, lots of nice pieces there. And I know that the Chiefs picked up an offensive lineman themselves and obviously had to wait. I don't know if you heard this, BLG, but Pete messaged me the moment that Creed Humphrey was drafted and said that he believes Patrick Mahomes will lock up MVP by week 12. And Pete says, he said this in full seriousness. But we've talked a lot about Aaron Rodgers potentially winding up with the Denver Broncos. I mentioned this on the Daily Kickoff today. He's also been linked to the Las Vegas Raiders. And so, like, those not the two teams that we're hearing the most chatter about now, right? Like the Broncos and the Raiders. So if Aaron Rodgers moves, which I don't know, however you, not you two, but like the general you feels, it does feel like maybe like 51% likely. I mean, it feels like it's going to be to the AFC West. And, you know, that means, and that's not a division that the NFC North plays this year, which makes it a wise move for Green Bay. Obviously, they don't want to get burned by Aaron Rodgers immediately. I just think, like, very quickly, the massive gap that existed between Kansas City and the field could be, I mean, like, 20% of what it was originally, just because of things that the other teams are doing. And to your point, PLG, like, it is so hard to sustain things. I think a team that failed at that, and that there's no shame in that, is like Seattle. Like, Seattle went deep, you know, a long time in a row and walked away with only one title. And then, you know, now we're seeing the wheels kind of fall off. It is so difficult to do. And I think Kansas City's, they're in that scary part where teams generally start to backtrack.
And that is the best news for everybody else in the NFL. Yes, please have Patrick Mahomes have to fight and claw tooth and nail just to win the AFC West every year. Like, that is exactly what the rest of the NFL wants to hear. So we will see how that plays out. You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.